Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Woo! What's up, challenge fans? Vinny here with AfterBuzz TV for a special challenge after show. I got Jenna and Pam with me. Dan's going to be in later, but we have a special guest with us today, the one and only D. What's up, D?
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm so excited to be on. Thank you so much for having me. I always, like, watch your little videos, and I see Benny there with so much energy. I'm like, what's up, guys? What's up, Benny? And now I'm actually chatting to you. That's awesome.
I'm so, you have no idea how stoked I am that you are on here. You are one of my favorite people to watch.
You say this to all of them.
You really are, though. You really, really are.
Whatever. If I was your favorite, then why didn't you ask me to come on first? You asked some other girl to come on first before me.
Yeah. Well, okay. The reason for that is she got kicked off. So if not kicked off, but she got eliminated. So if we wouldn't have got her on, you know, the hype wouldn't have been as big.
Benny, I don't think I've ever seen you speechless. I don't think I've ever seen you speechless.
Only you, D. But I want to get into it. I want to ask this question that a lot of people have been wondering. It's been this big debate. So when you were filming Total Madness, did you know about any of the stuff that happened, specifically what Rogan was saying in World of Worlds 2? Had you seen any of it yet?
My God. So people get confused all the bloody time. People need to realize I live in Australia. In Australia, we do not get the challenge on MTV Australia. I don't know why. We've only just got it on MTV Australia recently. So when I was filming 34... and I came back, the episodes that I was watching was late because we in Australia, we were so slow. So the episodes I was watching, I caught up to it after I finished filming 35. So you can see where there was an overlap. So I came back from season 35. Wow. Okay, cool. Fantastic. Watched all this stuff on season 34. I was like, really, okay. And then I was like, thank you for this information. I have it. I stored it in here. And that is that.
And did anybody tell you on this season? I guess, so had other cast members had seen season 34? You just hadn't because of the Australia disconnect.
Well, I don't know if the other cast members saw it or whatever, but I know myself, I only saw it when I got out. So
okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering, did anybody in the house kind of tell you things that were going on with Rogan behind your back and keep you aware and let you know?
Wait and see.
Oh, okay. So in so far in 35, it looks like you and Rogan obviously have an alliance. There's some romance there. The way it's being edited, the way it's being shown to us, it's like you love him and you're just doing anything and being treated like crap. My theory was, I bet Rogan is dishing so much shit to her off camera that we're not seeing, that's stringing her along. So that's what I want to know. Was that happening? Was Rogan sweet nothinging you? Or how was he treating you?
My one motto in life is, don't hate the player, hate the game. And unfortunately, I'm a player and he's a player as well. So what happens, happens. And unfortunately for Jay, he just got caught in this messy, weird love triangle thing we've got going on. Not the L word. Far out. See? What is wrong with me? I can't help it.
You're like, you know, on Jersey Shore when Ronnie, I don't know if you've seen Jersey Shore because there's not the MTV. Oh, man. So Ronnie always says, never fall in love at the Jersey Shore. And now you're never fall in love in the Challenge House.
No, and no. Dee says, my thing is, never fall in love with the stripper.
With a stripper. There you go.
Hey, exactly.
If you're a stripper, I love you and I love what you do for all of us. Thank you for your service. But never, ever, ever utter the words, I love you, to a stripper.
Noted. Noted.
Right. So,
now,
I want to talk about season 34, and this is something that confuses me like no other. In season 34, it was the cast made you look like you were a layup in season 34. And what I didn't understand was in season 33, you were looked as this badass person who no one wanted to go against. And then season 34, we get this whole new storyline and the whole persona of you changes. Was that something, was that like the editing's fault or was that the cast's fault? What was up with that?
I wouldn't say it's anyone's fault. It's just me. I think I'm just too bloody honest sometimes. Like, I am shit scared of heights. I can't swim. But there's some things I'm good at, you know? So, like, I don't know where this narrative came from, like, people thinking I'm weak or whatever. I still don't see myself as a challenge champ. Like, sometimes I get caught up in it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, wait, I did win, you know? Like, I did win money. But in my head, I still revert back to, like, the old me before I was on TV where, like, I didn't learn to swim. I couldn't jump off buildings. I couldn't jump out of planes. So those old fears come up all the time. So I don't know what it is. Maybe, like, I drink too much and I have a koala mask. People think that like I am this layup, but honestly, I just like to have fun. Like, I'm a party girl. I came from Geordie Shore, you know, so I just like to have fun. And I think when I'm there, I'm just Geordie Shore D, and Geordie Shore D just likes to party and hook up with strippers and Survivor finalists, apparently. Hello.
Yeah. So it sounds like you are kind of selling yourself short, though, because you are a challenger and you did perform extremely well in your first season. So that's why it's weird that in the second season, people seem to have forgotten that.
Well, also, it's just, you know, it's my second season. I still didn't know what was up. Like, first season, I had Wes, like, helping me. Second season, I came in as a reinforcement. Yeah, that was cool, but, like, the US team didn't want me, so CT and I just made our way over to the UK, and we were sort of like two of the rejects that no one really wanted. So we're like, all right, let's just go along for the ride. We were losing every single challenge. That hurts, man. And I was like, CT, what are we doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm going to jump ship soon, D. I was like, all right, let me start sleeping with someone who's a snake.
It's like, welcome to the challenge, right? I wanted to ask you something on that page. So now you're on season three, but it's crazy to think you've only been on three seasons because you've really come into your own and now you're a force in the house and you're a huge storyline this season. It's like your show right now.
It really is.
Right? So I'm wondering,
guys, you
what...
say this to everyone. Shut up.
No, girl, you're running the show. You are running the show right now. I'm wondering, so now that it's your third season, it seems like you've grown wiser in the game. What's been kind of the biggest lesson you've learned so far in your challenge career?
My biggest lesson is to like learn how to navigate my feelings better, because I am like, I go from 0 to 100 real quick, you know? So I feel wholeheartedly. So if I'm in that environment, I feel with everything and I fall in love really quick, but I also fall out of love just as quick. And that's something like with good friends along the way will help you navigate that. But to be honest, like, no one's ever prepared for the challenge. Each season, it's something new, it's something different, some other twist. So you just got to go along for the ride. And it's like my alter ego, Geordie Shore D, comes out when she's stressed. So when she's stressed, she's just like, all right, screw it. Let's sleep with someone. Who am I going to choose?
Yeah.
Coming from, you know, your huge victory last season and going into this season, did people look at you as a threat? Were they like, you know what, I do not want to go on against D, I want to leave her alone? Or was it just whatever?
I don't know what happened this season. Like, why are you asking me these questions? I have so much PTSD. Just thinking back on it gives me like anxiety. I just I don't know. Like, I guess some people saw me as a threat. Like, for example, Jenny Lee, like, she did see me as a threat, I guess. But I was literally just saying to her, I was like, listen, like, to help you with this game, you're going to need girlfriends, because hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Mm. And you know what, honey, like, you did not want to poke the tiger, like Maddie Lynn said, you know, you don't want to poke the tiger. She's just sitting here eating her Cheerios and I'm calm, you know. I can be calm, I can be reasonable, I can be your best friend, but as soon as you poke this tiger, like, I don't know, pretty sure D comes out to play. And Wes is always like, pretty sure D, calm down, Jordy Shawdy, stop drinking. I was like, I want to talk about
Jen Lee. Speaking of her, you guys were not the best of friends during her her time on the challenge. We had her on the show.
Mm-hmm. Whoops. Well, oh, bye.
And that, see, that's
what Benny's getting Jordy Shore.
Excited right here. So
I've never seen Benny so flustered. He's like so well put together on his little videos.
We had Jen on the show. She had some things to say about you and the other girls. She was saying that you guys accused her of bullying when she said she never said that you guys were bullied. And she said a bunch of other things. I wanted to give you the floor to share your side of the story about Jen, since she was able to share her side of her story to you about you.
Okay. I don't want to speak too much about it because I feel like all I've done is just bloody talk about it, but I do not hate Jen Lee. Like, I don't hate her at all. I am proud to share the screen with another Asian female. You know, there's nothing better than to have two strong women on the screens. What I feel that's irritating is she is calling out us for bullying when, look at the narrative, look at what the people are actually saying, look at who's coming out and tweeting at her and say, why are you doing this? Like, stop, girl, you know the truth. I haven't tweeted out anything mean or horrid to her. I just, like, seriously, it's all in jest. It's just fun. And I actually have slid into her DMs on Twitter. Hello, I learned from Wes. And I'm like, hey, girl, just so you know, I don't hate you, but be careful. Like, this is what it is. Like, it's a game, it's a competition. We need to ramp it up a bit for fun. Just so you know, if it ever gets too much, let me know. She left me on red and my feelings are hurt. Jen Lee, if you're watching this, please align with me. Rivals?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm so messy and I haven't even had a drink yet.
So this season is a little different than the other seasons. Who was your alliance coming into this, and did that last throughout the seasons? Throughout the, you know, this season?
Well, like, I didn't really have, like, a strong alliance coming in, you know. I knew the people that I wouldn't, you know, want to screw around, which was obviously Wes, obviously Rogan, because we won last season together, and, like, a few people who I'd done seasons before, but the people I felt most strongly loyal to was Wes, because, hello, first season, and Rogan, because we just won, and then CT also, but then CT's bloody gone.
Mm.
But Jay, hello.
Mm. So was connecting with Jay, does it hit all levels where it's like you're interested, you're attracted, you want to hook up, but also he's a potential alliance, this could work for my game? Or was it a make Rogan jealous? I mean, what was that whole, how did that?
I mean, Jenna, it's pretty much all of the above. Like, I'm living in this bunker, I'm bored out of my mind. Yeah, I got a game to play, but I'm bored. Like, I'm single, I want to mingle, and I don't want to go back there with Rogan. And Jay's new, he's hot, he's single. So, and hello, two red skulls.
You're like, why not?
So at this point, you don't know what Rogan has said and done behind your back because you haven't seen it, but you're still hesitant to keep hooking up with him. Why is that?
I haven't seen what he said, like stuff that came out at the reunion, I was still wary, but he's also my friend. You know, we didn't go through that whole final, like, for no reason. That we got to remember, this whole final was over the course of 2 days. It was a grueling experience, and you need people who are going to be your best friend, who's going to be like there for you to get you to the end, to get that money. And that's what we all were for each other, me, Jordan, CT, and Rogan. All four of us stuck with each other and helped each other win. So that's always in the back of my mind. But then again, I don't want the same narrative of, oh, it's the D and Rogan show, because
Right. Oh,
it's just, it's annoying, you know, like people don't want to see that. People want to see challenges. People want to see you go in there, like fighting for it. But unfortunately, everyone just wants to know my business.
And well, the cameras are
want the challenges. And, yeah.
Speaking of Jay, how shocked were you when he beat CT in that elimination? Did you know he could do it, or were you like, I'm a little worried for the guy?
I was conflicted, you know, because on one hand, like, Jay's cute and he's new and he's like someone I want to keep around to see what's going to happen. But CT, you know, it's CT. It's Pops to me. Like, we won last season, and that last season was only like a couple of months before we came to this season. So I was conflicted, and it looked neck and neck. You know, at one stage, it looked like CT was like leading and he was taking the charge. But another stage, it looked like Jay was struggling. I don't know. It was like, this game messes me up. And I was there watching it. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but yeah, like, mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell who was going to win as well.
I was wondering,
a lot of emotions going through this.
Rogan had wanted so badly to be in that elimination. He was trying to work something out with CT, where CT would have thrown him in. Seeing the elimination, seeing Jay versus CT and Jay walking away with it, what do you think would have happened if it was Rogan versus Jay?
I mean, the same thing would have probably happened.
Who were the new cast members this season that you were interested in, either romantically or as friends or having an alliance with, like some of the Big Brother people? What was your impression of them?
I don't know too much about Big Brother because, again, like, I don't watch reality TV, but I've heard through the grapevines how cool they are. Like, and obviously Josh is from Big Brother. So I really liked Casey. We don't get to see too much of her, but we will. She's really sweet, really lovely. Fessy is a unit. Watch out for him. Mm. He is huge. Who else? A couple other people, but those are two of the ones that sort of stand out to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, and you're going to know what I'm talking about when I mention this, but it was on my recent Challenge News Daily segment, and I talk about you, and I talk about Jay, and I talk about Miss Natalie, not Ninja Natalie, but the other Natalie. You guys were tweeting back and forth, flirting, if you will. Was this all just, you know, oh, I'm bored, let's just have some fun? Or is there a little spark there?
Guys, no one can talk to me better than Natalie does, okay? So males, females, take note from the Queen Natalie and learn how to speak to a lady, because that's how it's done. And that is all I'm going to say.
I got to admit, I was reading those tweets and I was like, this girl has some serious game right
here. I mean, look at it. She's hot and she knows how to speak to the ladies. We'll see. I am a lover, obviously, and I love a bit too much, but mm-hmm. I am a lover. I love all human beings, all human
and this is why we love you, Dee. I want to talk about the very first girls elimination, and I've always given you kudos since then, because I get where you're coming from, you know. You said that you would never be able to live it down if you did go down there and you did lose, which I 100% understand. Do you still have that same stance, or are you now kind of veering towards the direction that you kind of do wish you did go down there?
No, I am still scared to this day, because there's like nothing will haunt me more than when I was too cocky and in that elimination and I lost against Devon. Like, I commend Avon. She is strong and she is a bad bitch, man. Like, she is crazy good. But I went down there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to beat this chick. Yep, no worries. And my heart breaking when I went home was like, that was a humbling experience for me, you know? So I was like, I took that L and I went home and I was like, all right, cool. Use this as a lesson to learn from it. So coming into my second season and I had the opportunity presented to me, I was like, Dee, do you really want to go down there? I was like, it's not worth it. It's too early. You're hungover. Geordie Shorty's coming out. You're in jeans. You've got butterfly clips in your hair. You gotta put on makeup. Don't do it, Dee. But then that little part behind me was just like, oh, come on, just do it. Just do it. I was like, nah, man, don't. And I looked over at Wes and he was just like, oh, like, nah, pass, TJ. And TJ, he was like, at the end, he goes, Dee, do you regret it? I was like, oh, I should have gone there.
Hey, it's hard to not be in that mental game frame, though. You're not in that competitive mindset.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, about this, we can't underestimate anyone. As much as, like, she's a smaller girl, but I'm a smaller girl, you know, and I, like, won that challenge. Like, we can't underestimate anyone. They're on the show for a reason, and they're just, like, you and me, you know. It's like, if you were to come on the show, I'd be like, all right, cool, like, I gotta see this girl as a threat, because if I underestimate her, that's the cost of me going home, and that's the cost of me losing $1 million.
Oh my gosh, we all love to sit on our couches and be like, I would have done this, I would be right, so good exactly. at this show. I go outside and I run a mile, I'm like, okay, I can never be in the challenge.
I just feel grateful that they picked me from Australia, you know, little old D from Australia. Now I'm like on a US show. It's just bizarre to me, and I'm living in Kansas and being quarantined, you know. It's just crazy that my life has happened like this.
So well, awesome. I want to talk about Kansas real quick. So you're staying with a real worlder, right?
I don't even know what that means. Like, I've never seen the real world.
Oh, Nehemiah.
Oh, cool. Is that his name?
So how do you know Nehemiah?
I don't really know him at all. Like, we just met through mutual friends, Wes, and that's it.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. Nice.
What's, yeah, cool.
What brought you to Kansas initially?
Quarantine, baby.
Oh, okay. So did you sort of get stuck there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm being cagey because I get so many questions about this, and I'm trying to learn not to overshare in public.
Okay.
When I overshare, I get hurt. And people are really mean now.
No.
People are so mean on Instagram, so mean on Twitter. And I'm just like, you know what? I need to take a step back, because this me is the real me. What you're seeing is normal D, quarantine, freaking out, losing her mind because she can't go back home to Sydney. This is normal me. And what you see on TV is Challenge D. So I can talk about Challenge D all I want. But normal D, I want to keep to myself, because if you allow other people to see all of you, that's when it gives them the power to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I agree with that. Well, speaking of Challenge D, what did you think about that crazy twist that TJ dropped on you guys, saying that you had to compete in an elimination in order to participate in his final?
Oh, she's about to go off right
goodness.
Now.
My goodness. You know what? Like, I was looking so cute for my first elimination. Like, yeah, someone will watch this. Like, oh, I just can relax. You know, it's my first week. Yes, girls' day, and I'm in tribunal, baby. TJ goes, you have the option to come down. What? And then Swaggy and Corey are next to me. I was like, guys, what do I do? And they're like, don't do it, dude. Don't do it. I was like, come on, it'd be so cool. And everyone was hyping me up, and I was like, should I do it? I chose not to. And that feeling, that disappointment when I chose to not go down, Jenny won that red skull. I was like, oh, that hurt me, you know, that, and it still hurts me to this day.
What was the house reaction to that? Did anybody say anything to you about not going down?
Did anybody say anything? Hello, we're all reality stars. Everyone had something to say. You've got Bear coming at me. You've got, like, your bananas coming at me. Everyone's like, dude, you should have went down and taken it. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you go down then, bitch.
Right? That's so funny of Bear, too, because last episode, when it was a guy's elimination, he went in there, and it's a show where you have to go into elimination. It's inevitable. And he got the opportunity to do it, which some cast members are like, please, jumping at it. And Bear straight up said, I don't want to go in.
Because he was in love with Kayla.
Oops, oh, I cannot wait for that storyline.
Is in love with Kayla.
Is.
Still, because Kayla has a boyfriend now.
Oh, she does?
Oh, I guess we'll see.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. Where do you go from there?
Were there any other in-house sort of romance flirtations that we don't see?
wait and see.
Oh, man.
I laugh so much because I get so many comments, so many questions. Did this happen? I was like, I don't know.
I can't tell. Wait
and see. And fans get so mad.
Okay.
All right, maybe you can answer this. Because we've been asking a lot of people this who've been coming on the show. Did you know about the whole Wes and Johnny Bananas alliance? Because some people are saying they did know. Some people are saying they had no idea whatsoever. Since you're such close friends with Wes, did you know anything about that?
Wes is one very, very clever sly fox. Although he trusts me, he still plays possum around me. So because I have a big mouth, I can't keep a secret. So he chooses to feed me what information would be helpful to me at the time.
Okay. You can't take that away. That's pretty smart.
I learned from the master. They don't call me Australian West for no reason. And when I was watching that, I was like, what? Seriously, you were that close with him. And I texted him. I was like, I hate you. Don't ever speak to me again. He was like, what? Come on, D. And I just did the thumbs down reaction emoji.
Now that you're watching every episode live with us, but before you didn't get to see all of season 34 until way after, until you filmed 35, how is it seeing each episode as they slowly come out? Is it re-jogging your memory? Did you feel like, oh, wow, I forgot that happened, or I forgot it went down like that?
I don't like watching myself on TV as much as I put myself on Instagram and all that stuff. I don't like watching myself on TV because it's so vulnerable and raw. So every time I watch it, like, I get major anxiety. So like, I'm texting like my actual friends that are not on TV. I'm like, help me, you know, what do I do? Like, and they're like, chill, breathe, it's okay. And they're like, we either FaceTime together because I can't go home right now. Usually if I was home, like, I have like the girls over, we're having like wine, cheese and all that, but because I can't. So I'm just FaceTime. I'm like, okay, this just happened. What happened? And they are honestly the best people in the world. They're like, breathe, it's okay, relax, we love you, we've got you. And that is so important, like having a good, solid group of girlfriends that love you for who you are, not your challenge persona, is amazing.
I know that Cara Maria, she was, you guys were on different teams, but you were still on the same alliance last season. Or wait, no, you guys were on the same team and on the same alliance last season.
No, she was in Team US.
US, you were on Team UK, that's right.
But we were the same alliance, yeah.
She's not on this season. And have you spoken to her at all about what she thinks about this season?
Yeah, of course. We keep up to date on social media, and obviously, like, it has been really hard for me with all this stuff that's going on. So she has reached out and given some advice, especially dealing with like haters and trolls. Because like, mm-hmm. To be honest with you guys, sometimes it fucking sucks, and I'm dropping the F-bomb, but it sucks, man. Like, being stuck here and like dealing with like, and everyone's going through it, yeah. And I'm not trying to complain, but it hurts me, like, knowing I can't go back home, like, and I don't know when I can go back home because I chose to come here for a holiday, but now that the option of not being able to come home is kind of scary. But like, my challenge friends are really amazing because I think they know how it feels and they help a lot.
Okay, because you were actually, before Kansas, you were in LA, right?
Yeah, so I came to LA the week before my birthday to celebrate, and then Georgia and Maddie flew in, and we had the best rager ever.
I saw your stories.
Yeah,
you guys were lit.
Speak about that trip, okay? It was like the Hangover crossed with like all the naughty movies into one big mashup, and we shall not talk about it. And then I was supposed to come to Kansas to visit Wes at the end of the month, and then he called me like 2 weeks before. I was supposed to come out. He's like, you should probably come out here soon. I was like, what? Why? He goes, we're going to be in lockdown and you can't stay in like LA, losing all your money because it's expensive and you don't know anyone here. I was like, I don't want to go to Kansas. He goes, you need to come to Kansas. I was like, wait, like, as in like, wait, is Kansas like where Dorothy lives? He's like, yeah, there's Dorothy and like there's squirrels and animals. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to check it out like for a weekend and see what happens. So I fly there for a weekend because Georgia flew back home to the UK. I was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, it's beautiful. Like, there's grass and tree everywhere. But it's cold.
Yeah.
I like that Wes is strategizing in and out of the game, making plans in advance, making those chess moves. He knew what was coming.
I'm grateful for him, though. I'm so thankful because Kansas is really good for me.
That is good if you've got to be stuck somewhere. So my question is, coming into your first season on The Challenge, were you familiar with the show and the cast? Did you know the players? Did you know how the game went? Or was it a total blank?
So I knew about it, but because we didn't have the episodes, I didn't have anywhere to sort of watch it. So my manager was like, hey, just YouTube it a little bit so you sort of get an idea of what it is. I YouTubed it, and I think one of the videos I saw was someone jumping off a skyscraper. I was like, nope, big cross to that. And I was like to him, listen, man, like, I don't know if I can do it. So just go on it, like, just try. I was like, all right, cool. Like, so I just went on it, and I was like, I just don't want to have any preconceptions of anyone. Just go on it with a blank slate. And I so happened to choose Wes. When I chose Wes, everyone was like, congratulations, you chose a good one. Like, all the big vets were like, congratulations. Nani was saying it. Everyone was saying it. I was like, what? Who is this ginger guy? Like, do I actually have to do stuff? I just came here for a free holiday. Like, I'm from Geordie Shore, man. Don't we just get to party and just hook up?
That's awesome. It's so crazy that you just picked Wes on a whim like that. I mean, why did you say his name?
He was the only one that was really nice to me and spoke to me on the first day. So I was like, okay, cool. And he didn't want to hook up with me because I was in a relationship. And I wasn't interested in hooking up with anyone. I was like, all right, he's a safe bet.
Right. Coming into this season, who surprised you the most?
Who surprised me in what ways? Of like performance
as a performance, as in being a really tough competitor that you didn't know they had that in them.
Okay, I don't know if I'm biased, but Jay is really impressing me. Like, for a guy who is slightly smaller than the rest, he has done incredibly well, and he will continue to do incredibly well.
Okay, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a more elevated anxiety in this game, just knowing that everybody has to go into elimination, where previous seasons you could kind of navigate your way around that?
It's difficult to say because, like, before you didn't know if you're going to go into elimination, so there was a question mark. But this season, you know that you have to. So it's like, it's all about timing. Do I shoot my shot too early, or do I wait and go very last minute and risk going against one of the biggest, baddest players in the house and getting sent home? So I think there's a lot more anxiety, like, deciding when to go in over the fact of not knowing.
And I want to get your opinion about that. So not as someone who's played this game, as a fan of this show, what do you think is the best solution to beat this method, to go in and get it out of the way, or to wait? Because say you do go in, that doesn't mean you're safe from going into elimination. You can go right back in. It was proven with Jay. So as a fan, I want to know, what do you think is the best scenario?
Me personally, if I was sitting at home and cheering someone, I'd say wait and see, because if you wait and see, you still get to go to daily challenges and see more of the beautiful places you're in, you know, because, like, we forget how incredible the show is. You get to do, like, scenic stuff over, like, cliffs or whatever. That's pretty cool. That's worth sticking around for. And as a challenger, I'd say wait and see and strike when you know that you have the best chance of winning.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So in this season, you said that Jen is your number one girl. She was
Jenny, not
Jenny. Jenny.
Yeah, oh my God. I'm so confused. There's Jen, there's Jenny, there's Jenna, there's Holy Trinity. What?
Jen, right. British Jen is your number one. When did you guys, because last season you were on the same team, but you were not in the same alliance. When did you guys connect? When did you guys ally? How did that relationship start?
I think that relationship sort of formed when we were at the reunion, because obviously we didn't speak very much in season 34, but at the reunion she was there and she was like, hey, like, I might be coming back next season, but I don't think many of the other girls are, and I really don't really have anyone. Do you want to just sort of stick together? I was like, you know what, you're pretty strong and I want to look like you, so yes. And that sort of formed, and the whole, I know where this is leading to, because you want to ask about the whole Jordan Tori situation. With Jordan, I knew that I was never going to be his number one girl. His number one girl is Tori. So me, to protect myself, I need to make sure I have a number one girl who's also my number, like vice versa, or have however that works, you know. And that's how the Jenny thing formed.
That makes complete sense. And then you guys were number one and number two in the first elimination, which must have solidified what a good choice that is. And
well,
then,
yeah, because I'm not going to go down with my butterfly clips. They're cute. I was like, Jenny, you want it? She's like, yeah. And if she didn't want it, Tori would have gone down. And Tori didn't want it, Big T can have it. Like, whatever, you know?
Right.
I want to talk about, so everyone has mentioned this alliance and no one has said anything that great about it. And I'm hoping you can say something different because it really bums me out that I'm hearing that they didn't really do much this season. But I want to talk about the Holy Trinity alliance with Jenna, Kayla, and Nani. Were they a team to beat? Because when I heard that they were teaming up, I was like, yes, you know, these three have never been on a season before. I want to see them do work. I want to see them make moves. Did they do that?
I said that they came up with this as a bloody liar. I came up with the term Holy Trinity because those three are just always together. All three of them are always together in their rooms eating. If one of them goes to the bathroom, two of them need to go. So it's the Holy Trinity. I was like, oh, look, there they go, the Holy Trinity again. I was like, Anissa, you mad? You're going to join them? She's like, I don't care. Like, oh, Holy Trinity, where are they going? Holy Trinity, what's up? Wait for us. Holy Trinity, you want to go have a smoke? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you ask for one or two will follow. So it's not even like an alliance thing. It's just they're just best friends in real life, I think. And it's like your girl gang. So good for them, it's the Holy Trinity. But you know, sometimes you can't flock with the pigeons, you need to flock with the eagle.
Yeah. Oh,
okay that's
so
great.
We all should be thanking D for that nickname,
right? You're the one that came up with that. That's awesome.
Hashtag Holy Trinity. And that I love candle that you on the episode, that candle where they put like their faces over that candle, this is a funny story. I sent Georgia a care package to the UK with that candle because you could get that candle in Target. It's $2 with a Jesus face on it. So I sent it to Georgia. And then when I showed it on the episode, I started dying. I was like, Georgia, the Holy Trinity,
That's awesome. So there have been three episodes of this season that have already aired. Is there something that didn't make it to the air that you were just like, damn, like, why didn't they show this? I really wish they showed this.
I just wish that they show more of, like, the friendships that form, you know, like, the female friendships and, like, the real conversations that we have that are sometimes not game-related, because, like, there's some, like, deep stuff we go through in this show. Like, people forget how mentally grueling it is. It's like a real-life quarantine, but in a bunker, you know? So I just wish that they aired more of the stuff that we spoke about, and I know some of it's personal and private, but this is reality TV. You're not going to go on it and bear your soul out for the world if you don't want it to be aired, you know? So I just wish that they showed that, because some important things are going to happen, and I hope that what was said during the moments where there weren't, like, all eyes on you will get aired. I know it's very, like, evasive, but I can't really say too much, you know? So I just wish that they showed more of the important conversations like this. Conversations about talking about how grueling it, like, the toll it has on your mental health. It's like a real life quarantine. People were saying, I wish I was on the challenge. Guys, you don't wish that you were on the challenge, because this sucks. We're all feeling it. It all sucks right now. So TV is an escape for everyone, you know? So
I think they really should show more of that, because I think a lot of people would be able to relate to that, and seeing your guys more vulnerable and more human sensitive sides. Yeah, I mean, just having you on today, like, loving your energy and everything.
Right. I mean, I'm a Pisces, so.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
So you feel.
Wait, guys, you have to do a new moon ritual because tomorrow is a new moon. So you have to manifest your dreams.
Okay.
Oh, no way. So, I'm still doing that. No,
do it. It's on my story. It's on my story. What do you do?
Okay, so what you do is, okay, you because tomorrow is a new moon, you write down a piece of paper, you set your intentions for what you want to happen the next month, you fold it up, you put it in a jar and put it in your backyard somewhere, and then the next month, when it's the next new moon, you come and collect it and you see if you actually did it. I don't know if it works, but we've got nothing better to do in quarantine.
Right.
So is your new moon ritual just getting out of campus?
My new moon ritual is to get Jay to call me back. Jay, you're watching. Text me back. Yep.
Jay, if you're listening, wow. So back to the friendships that you made. Can you tell us about some of the people who you got really close with this season?
Of course. Like, I love Maddie to death. War of the Worlds won together, like my day one. Ashley, I really liked her last season, but I'm starting to love her a lot more this season. So I'm like understanding her more as a woman. Mm. A few others, like Anise is cool. Like, she's got a lot to teach. The Holy Trinity is cool because they're just funny. They just remind me of the girl group I have. And, you know, the big brother people like Casey and Bailey and stuff, they teach me something. You know, they teach me a lot more this season.
Nice.
Looking forward to seeing that.
Speaking of, you said that you had all these relationships with people. Who was the tightest alliance other than the Holy Trinity? What other alliance really stuck together?
The Big Brother people, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see more of Casey and Fessy, because I did watch their season and they're both great competitors, so I look forward to that, Casey, as well.
Casey is amazing. Like, you can never ever say anything bad about that girl. Like, as much as like you can never say, like, I can't fault her. Like, she's just pure, you know. And Fessy, he's just a unit. He's just a gun.
Yeah. I can't remember, is this the first challenge you've done with Anissa? She hasn't been on in a few seasons.
Correct. Yeah,
she is serving looks all season long right now. She is doesn't so look funny. Like
it's amazing.
Like, what was it like being in a house with her?
Well, because like when that Hello Earthling thing happened, I didn't get to watch it because we were in tribunal. So when I watched it, I literally spat out my wine because her face was just like, they timed it so perfectly. She was like, I was like, what? And they saw you actually did that to poor girl. No wonder she thinks we're bullying her.
Seriously though, Anissa's looks, it's like if you were ever doubting yourself and I look across the room and Anissa's looking at me like that, I'm right. Like, okay, I did something really wrong here. Let me reevaluate myself.
The best thing about Anissa is like she's honest, she's real. So what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pam coming through.
Yeah, Pam. Anissa, she is a challenge veteran. Was she or who else was the one to come to if you had questions or you just needed to just like have a little powwow talk? Who was that person?
To be honest, like not many, because like maybe a couple, like maybe Maddie for sure, because Maddie and I like did do like War of the Worlds one together, so I felt like she's more relatable to me. I don't know too much about the Big Brother people, so I couldn't really go to them for like guidance or whatever. The Holy Trinity were cool, but the only person I really know is Nani. So it was just sort of like there was like everyone was cool, but like I wasn't close to anyone. It wasn't like a Ninja Natalie to me, you know?
Right. So you were talking about the challenge earlier, how grueling it was. This is your third season. How many more seasons do you see yourself doing?
As long as they bloody have me. I know. Yeah, anyway,
I love it. Nice. I love that answer. Yeah. I was a little worried because you were saying like how grueling it is. I'm like, oh man. No.
Get me out of Kansas City. Get me on the plane.
So
call the challenge producers and ask them to do a challenge in Kansas for D.
I need to explore. I need to go see some more desert or something. I need to explore. Okay.
Idaho, we got you. It's gonna be Idaho. Okay. Next time.
Yeah.
So you've dealt with three different themes so far. What theme would you like the challenge to cover next?
Thailand, so if we can go back to Thailand, that'd be amazing. Mm. Somewhere it's like, actually, we should do it in Sydney.
Hey.
I got me for the land down under.
That would be awesome.
Need to see more Australians, man. You guys forget that I'm Australian sometimes. Yeah. I rock up and I'm the only one in Australia. I was like, hey, this is kind of cool.
Can I have Vegemite?
A lot of people have been saying that they want an old school versus new school season. Would you be down for that?
I'll be down for anything. My DMs are open, so slide on in.
If you could work with any challenger for next season, if you could have any challenger as a partner, who would you pick?
Probably my roommate.
Nehemiah?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Okay. Would he be down to do another? Because it's been a while since he's been on a challenge. Would he be down to come back?
You guys got to ask him that question.
Okay.
Hey, Nehemiah. He's in there. He's on the show. Somewhere. Where's he at?
All right. Well, Dee, it was such an amazing time talking to you. Pam, Jenna, did you guys have any final questions?
No, Dee, thank you again. We know it can be hard putting yourself out there and getting all the love and the hate. So we thank you for that. And we thank you for joining us. You are a delight.
Thank you so much, Pam.
See, this was incredible. I feel like I know you as a person. You have such magnetic energy and spirit. And I'm glad that, you know, what you said tonight about being vulnerable and everything that you had to go through and how mentally challenging it was. Because I think a lot of people will like to see that side of you because we don't often get to see that side of challengers. So,
Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dee, I've told you this before. I am a huge liar. Fan of yours. I cannot thank you enough for coming on. You seriously have to come on again. Just hit me up and you're on. But thank you again. Why don't you let all of your viewers know where they can find you on social media?
On Instagram, I'm just at DNewen, NGUYEN. And on Twitter, I'm new. So DNewenMTV. And also, please be nice, guys. I am feeling very fragile and sensitive. And do the new moon manifestation. Benny, I want to see you do it.
Hey, I'll Insta story it. I'm going to tag you in it.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, guys.
Deal. Love it. Thank all you, right. Dee.
Thank you, Dee.
So much for watching us. I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. We will see you guys tomorrow for another after show of the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.